KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
For Tuesday, July 7th, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, an overturned semi-truck spilled fish and fuel on a section of the Seward Highway on Friday night. The rollover closed the road outside of Seward during one of the eastern Kenai Peninsula's busiest weekends of the year. Alaska State Troopers say they were dispatched to milepost 15 of the highway near Primrose Landing around 9 p.m. Troopers found the semi-truck and two trailers overturned, spilling salmon, diesel fuel, and oil across the road. Two people who were inside the semi-truck were taken to Seward Providence Medical Center with minor injuries. Troopers say a preliminary investigation suggests the truck was traveling too fast for the environmental conditions. A Department of Public Safety dispatch says the driver was not intoxicated. In all, the highway was closed for about 8 hours, reopening around 5 a.m. Saturday morning. The closure came less than a day before one of Seward's busiest times of the year, 4th of July weekend, and the town's annual Mount Marathon race. A spokesperson for the Alaska State Troopers on Monday could not provide the name of the semi-truck company and referred questions about site cleanup to other state agencies. In other news, the Kenai Peninsula Borough is expanding its reuse program at the Homer Transfer Facility. The goal is to pull items like lumber and metal out of the construction and demolition cell before they are buried for good. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Machicki says the effort comes down to keeping functional materials out of the landfill.
There's nothing that bothers me more than seeing perfectly good materials being put in the ground that I could use, let alone thousands of other peninsula residents, lumber, metals, materials, wheels, things that people can and will use.
Machicki says the borough formed a recycling working group with staff, volunteers, and community members to look for ways to expand reuse. The volunteer group, Homer Drawdown, proposed helping salvage usable material at the Homer facility. Aaron Ford is a community organizer with Cook Inlet Keeper, which supports Homer Drawdown. He says volunteers are already diverting a steady stream of usable items before they reach the facility's only active landfill cell.
So we're diverting everything from plywood, 2x4, all manner of usable wood products. We have diverted several stainless steel kitchen apparatuses. There was a beautiful cast iron sink, things like that that just don't need to be buried there.
The Homer Project is part of a broader push to update solid waste management across the peninsula. The borough says the construction and demolition cell at the Homer facility takes in about 9,000 cubic yards of material every year. Ford and Machicki says keeping that much waste out of the ground reduces carbon emissions and protects the local environment. Machicki says the borough recently restarted mixed paper and cardboard recycling after installing a new baler at the Central Peninsula landfill. The borough is also launching a tire shredding program and working with an in-state processor to recycle plastics locally. Ford says the idea behind the Homer Project isn't new. He says residents used to be able to salvage materials directly from the landfill, and that community appetite never really went away.
Like there were in the old days, you could just go right up there and pull whatever you wanted out of the pile. And so there's a lot of community energy behind this. A lot of folks wanted to get back to those days.
Volunteers are at the Homer Transfer Facility on Saturdays to help residents sort their items and share information about the impacts of landfill waste. The plan is to eventually have volunteers pulling material directly from the construction and demolition cell. That's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. Tonight's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 5 p.m. is Alaska News Nightly. At 6 p.m. is the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting, broadcast live. Then join us for the coffee table tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on KBBI for a preview of Concert on the Lawn, including live performances by Madeline Moore and the Copper River Band, plus information about parking, tickets, vendors, and more. That's Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. here on KBBI. Concert on the Lawn is Saturday, July 11th, noon to 7 p.m. at Karen Hornaday Park. Come celebrate KBBI and our community with live music and local favorites, including the Spit City Slickers, English Bay Band, and the KP Brass Band. KBBI's Board of Directors also invites you to an exclusive house concert on Thursday, July 16th, featuring internationally renowned German pianist and music educator Marcus Berger, accompanied by oboist Pat Puente. Join us for an evening of memorable music, including locally influenced original tunes, plus boutique wines and locally catered appetizers. More information is at kbbi.org. KBBI is also still accepting submissions for art for this year's members' mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the Homer area tonight, a chance of showers after 4 a.m. with partly cloudy skies, a low around 51 degrees with southeast wind to around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, showers likely mainly after 7 a.m., cloudy skies and a high near 59 degrees with east wind at around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers before 10 p.m., a chance of rain between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. with cloudy skies and a low around 48 degrees. Calm wind becoming west around 5 miles per hour. And in Seward tonight, a chance of showers with cloudy skies and a low around 48 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Wednesday, rain likely mainly between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. with cloudy skies, a high near 54 degrees, and southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Anchor Point tonight, a chance of showers after 4 a.m. with partly cloudy skies, a low around 50, and southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest after midnight. And for Saldovia tonight, partly cloudy in the evening with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30. The next Saldovia District high tide will be at 8:31 p.m. at 16.4 feet for Kachemak Bay. For the Seward District, the next high tide will be at 7:22 p.m. at 9.7 feet for Resurrection Bay. Sunset in Homer tonight will be at 11:21 p.m. and sunset in Seward will be at 11:17 p.m. Thanks for listening. Good evening.